nariz e muita preguiça. Deus me deu pernas compridas e muita malícia pra correr atrás da bola e fugir da polícia. Um dia ainda sou notícia.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio. You're listening with your host, Ryan, here with you, broadcasting live from CITR Radio on the second floor of the Student Union Building at UBC. I got a great show planned for you guys today, so I'm going to be quick about it. But for those of you who are, it's the first time tuning in, my show, Sounds of the City, promotes upcoming live concerts in town, whether they're big or small, local, international, hip-hop or heavy metal, whatever. I promote them. So, you know, I just figured, you know, there's over 100 like new concerts coming up every month, and you can get confused about which one to go see. So I make sure I go hear them all, make sure they're good, and I get a selected versions of the collective, of the big collective that's out there, and I try to present to you guys so you guys won't be so confused about what to see. But carrying on with today's show, I have two very special guests on today's show. First, we have Mr. Adam Sheikh, who was supposed to be here live in studio, but unfortunately, due to legitimate reasons, he cannot make it. However, good news is we will still have him just via the telephone world. And on the second half of the show, I am happy to present to you Mr. Vincent Parker from East Van's very own electronic crazy side of life. His music is insane. You have to listen to him. I'll let him come and talk about more of his music. But before I get on to our two great performers that I would like to be presenting in this session, there's other shows coming up that you guys need to know. This is a way, kind of a big heads up, a month from now, Nicodemus, DJ Nicodemus, is coming all the way from New York City, and he's going to be playing a show here in Vancouver at the Red Room, and I absolutely love his work, so I'm going to play you some of his stuff, and you're going to highly enjoy. He's coming on May the 12th at the Red Room once again. Tickets for this show are $20 in advance, but this one's called... I got a good one. It's called Funky in the Middle. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
Get Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair discount card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Strike thy face and give life. Come down and change this one cloud. Came to run wild and watch my whole style. Work my flows out, just go the whole mile and run the whole route.
Insane, I bolt the race out. Sprint to the finish, I dream without doubt. Scream like a dentist is working my mouth. When it's time to release the truth to speak out.
Out loud, telling the world what we bout. Belief in my power, increase the amount. I'm here to clean house, roll the shades up. And let the sun in, it's time to raise up.
New day, new life, sunshine, that's my vibe.
It's like a fine wine. It get better and better with more time. Get smarter, sharper, more wise, we find. I'm a child of sunshine, yeah. And each day my mind rise. I gaze in the eyes, her rays give me life.
It runs through my veins, she's raising me right. I stay strong, the longer, more grind. Great minds think alike in great times. Bunch of different places along the grapevine. A good vibe implies a good drive. Lineage link, the lines is all tied.
And tight like my high. Tops get pops, don't stop, I'm gonna shine. Light to flame it, burn bright. Higher, higher, limitless sky.
New day, new light. Sunshine, that's my vibe. Get right, hands high. Some children, that's my tribe. New day, that's my vibe.
Tribe.
We rep the same side,
reject the same lies.
We step the same time,
yes the same tribe.
Our stars off the line,
we all one line.
We on the same vibe,
we all the same tribe.
We rep the same side,
reject the same lies.
We step the same time,
yes the same tribe.
When you forward move, you can reach the moon. Every one of you, yeah, you and you. Step on it too, raise fingers too. That's peace to you, and you and you. And him and her, the entire room, the entire world. We on the move, we on the rise. Like sun we shine, cause that's the vibe. Tonight's the night, and the time is right. The vibe is tight, so today's the day. In a major way, our favorite game. We came to play, call a song and dance. It's a dance to sing, to the music like the universe is answering. It's been going on forever, it's a tribal thing. It's whatever after era of survival.
New day, new light, sunshine, that's my vibe. Get right, hands high, some children, that's my tribe. New day, that's my vibe. New light, that's my vibe. Sunshine, that's my vibe. Some children, that's my tribe.
Our stars off the line,
we all are one mind.
We on the same vibe,
we are the same tribe.
We bet the same side,
reject the same lies.
We step the same time,
yes the same tribe.
Our stars off the line,
we all are one mind.
We on the same vibe,
we are the same tribe.
We bet the same side,
reject the same lies.
We step the same time,
yes the same tribe.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
This April at the Rio, Open Mic Nights will now be happening twice monthly, a showcase of local musicians, comedians, poets, and variety acts. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 for these free 19-plus events, April 4th and 18th. Want more live entertainment? Check out Dirty Dancing Burlesque at the Rio, April 5th, a burlesque show featuring live music with all the hit songs from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and burlesque inspired by the movie. Saturday, April 7th. Back by popular demand, it's the Big Screen Barrel House 2, a modern throwback to the silent film era. Film classics will have their soundtracks reimagined by some of Vancouver's most talented acts. Wednesday, April 11th, it's Canada's own classical pianist and DJing wonder kid, Chili Gonzalez. Get your advance tickets through the Rio website today or at Red Cat High Life and Zulu Records. Wondering what to do on 420? For only a toonie, come out to the Champion of Champions variety show. The audience will determine a first place $500 and a second place $150 winner and will get the chance to win some swell swag for themselves. For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
And welcome back. You're listening to Sounds of the City Radio here with your host, Ryan. What we just heard, the first two songs we heard at the beginning of the show were by DJ Nicodemus from New York City, who's going to be playing a show at the Red Room on May the 12th. The songs we heard were called Sun Children and Funky in the Middle. For tickets to that, the show is being presented by Beats Without Borders. And for tickets to that, you can go buy it at High Life or at beatswithoutborders.com. But speaking of Beats Without Borders, they have another show coming up this very Saturday, and yes, it's David Starfire and Mr. Adam Sheikh from Nelson, BC is going to be, actually David Starfire is from LA if I haven't mistaken, and Adam Sheikh is from Nelson, BC. Sorry, I had to clarify that. And they're going to be playing an incredible show at the Red Room. I'm going to have the privilege to have Adam Sheikh on air in approximately, I think, 5-6 minutes time, but before I have a chat with him, I just wanted everyone to know that one of the reasons why I personally got involved with electronic music and why, because before a moment I liked funk jam bands. That's what I considered music. I never considered electronic music as something that I would ever enjoy. And Adam Sheikh was one of the first people that introduced me to a whole new world. And since then I've been a little bit of an electronic freak. So I want to play you one by him, and hopefully when we get back, we'll have a chance to chat with him. But this is a good time for everybody to get a piece of paper and a pen down. Do you know why? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets to see his show. Tickets for that show are $18 in advance, or $20, $25, $23 at the door. But I'll be giving out a pair of tickets. Not now. You have to have a paper and pen and write this number down. It's 604-822-2487. I'll repeat the number, 604-822-2487, CITR. Write that number down, and when I say give a call and have a chance to win a free pair of tickets to go see his show. Not only do you get a chance to win a free pair of tickets, the second caller who calls in will get I hate it when a few people call in and I can only give out one pair of tickets. So the second caller who also calls in will get a free CD from his Refractions Volume 1, which is going to be released today. This is one from it. It's called the Rumba Dub 6. You're listening to on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was the one and only Mr. Adam Sheikh with his song Rumba Dub 6. And apparently I made a mix-up because that wasn't off of his latest album, Refractions. But I'll fix it, but how about I just let him do it himself? Adam, are you on the line? How are you?
I am. Hello, Raheem.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing great.
Dude, sorry, I apparently did a mix-up right off the bat, and I said that was from Refractions, but it wasn't, was it?
Okay, this was actually just a little sneak peek. I just wrote 3 songs this last week, and that was one of them, and I've just been so excited to play them out that I'm going to be sort of premiering them at these 2 shows. But they're not actually part of the Refractions album, which is basically a remix album based on my last release, Universal Frequencies. And I was very fortunate to be able to approach all my favorite producers, Nicodemus, David Starfire, Desert Dwellers, Kaya Project, Timothy Wisdom, Matt the Alien, the list goes on. And so this release features remixes by all those guys, and it's pretty cool. Nicodemus is going to be in town in a few weeks, too. His remix is a particularly sweet one.
That was sweet. But yeah, it was. I'm going to take credit for this. It was premiered on my show. Like, no one else has ever heard this until right now, right?
Other than Sagat? No, that's sort of premiere, because I mean, I feel really sad. I was really keen to come on your show and, you know, kind of play them live and do a little remix thing. And then when I started looking at the map and I'm way out in Coquitlam, I have to go out to Langley to pick up my CDs. They weren't all ready yesterday. You're way out at UBC, and it was just like, oh dear, this is not going to add up.
I'm just happy I have you on air. Thank you very much.
It's really great.
But I would like to, now that I have you on air, I'd like to just ask a few questions regarding you and how you make music. Like, we just heard a song, Rumba Dub 6, and it had a lot of, I felt like it had a lot of live instruments within it. As a producer, how do you get creative in the studio? Like, do you collect a group of artists together and then you guys collectively create together, or do you have a base idea and you're like, now we need drums?
Well, it varies every time, and I certainly try to almost create different types of scenarios. Mm-hmm. That particular song started with a bunch of sessions of duduk, Middle Eastern flutes, that I had from a master musician, Boris Sikhon, that I work with. And, you know, they've been in my hard drive for a couple of years, combined with some samples from an instrument library. And I had this Roomba guitar loop that a friend made almost 15 years ago. And I actually have been trying to make a song out of this for 10 years. I started with those 2 guitar loops. And every year I would open it up and listen to it and be like, oh, I know there's something good there. And then I would look, and then nothing grabbed me. And literally years I've been staring at this song going, I got to do something. And I just finished this National Geographic documentary that I worked on for 6 months, and last couple weeks ago. And then the next day I opened up that file, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, yeah, remember those sessions from that guy you did? And I took those and I dropped them in. It was like, ooh, those sound nice together. And then it was pretty much, you know, within 20 hours, that song was like, boom.
But was there. That it was National Geographic the inspiration to make this going? Like, what did you work on National Geographic?
At some level, I think it must have been just from the fact of writing, working 12, 14 hours a day, every day in my studio on music. I sort of had the muscles really in shape. So by the time I finished the doc project, I was really quite keen to write some of my own music again. And so I think I definitely benefited from a momentum issue.
Adam, I would like to ask you about, so you consider yourself a world a musician. I mean, like world, electronic world music. Am I correct?
Sure, yeah. Global, well, that's the thing, global sounds.
Well, I need to, like, what's the definition of global sounds? Because your previous stuff, it's a bit more trancy, and then you have a lot more ambient. You release an ambient album, and then Universal Frequencies is very, like, they're all pretty dancey, but it's more world rhythmic-y, like that's what I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you define as world music?
I guess anything that comes from the planet Earth. That's my definition.
Okay.
Basically, if you came from the Earth and you play music, I don't know. I've been very interested in music from different cultures, and certainly I've always been very interested in different world instruments that have complex overtones, you know, like Indian sitar and, you know, lots of Middle Eastern flutes with rich reed-like overtones. I basically just try and find instruments that I like and, you know, rhythms and things that I like and fuse them all together. And I guess it's sort of world music, world fusion, global bass. I've been referred to some of my stuff. And so it gets tricky sometimes with definitions.
Yeah, I know it can. But how much of your stuff is played live? I've seen you perform a few times, and I always see you messing with buttons and going crazy with the gear. But I'm curious to know how much of your set is like pre-recorded, and how much flexibility do you give yourself to?
I have a fair bit of flexibility. I've organized my songs into stems, so I have all the drum elements on a channel and the bass on a channel and the percussion and accompaniments and lead things all on separate channels. And so I have the ability to just hit play and the whole thing will play, and I don't have to touch it and it'll sound pretty good. But I usually, you know, have extra loops and other sections, and I'll like change bits, and I'm listening in the room and maybe changing the dynamics of what's going on. I get invited many times to do shows, and for budgets and logistical reasons, it's basically me. And so then I'm working more with my laptop and doing like a sound system style live remixing, playing live keyboard, working with a couple iPads and Chaos Pad. I also have a number of live projects that, for example, Adam Shaik and the Outworld Orchestra, which basically comprises Shine and Boris Sihon and Jeff Holden and myself and Ben Johnson and Oud Player and a couple singers. And so I have up to a 9-piece live project. I also have the Dream Tree project, which is the classical Indian raga dub project. And Nils from Beats Without Borders hosted our show in November. Mm-hmm. Here. So I basically have lots of different things, and it's more I try to find a project that's going to fit the appropriate slot to get the gig.
Are you guys going to be doing tours with both the different groups this summer?
I'm going to be, I guess it's the 20th today. I think Shambhala is announcing their lineup, and maybe I'm slightly jumping the gun, but I'll say that at least Dream Tree Project, my Indian Raga project, is booked to play at Shambhala on the beach. And we just had the Outworld Orchestra booked for Salmon Arm Roots and Blues, and I'm doing lots of like solo gigs around this summer. Mm-hmm. And hopefully trying to add some more of the live shows with musicians, because it's always so much fun to play with a bunch of other folks.
That's awesome. You're going to be playing at Shambhala, but you're also going to be playing in America the first time. How does that feel?
Exciting and kind of nervous. I think probably once the first time I cross into into America, it will sort of be a bit of a relief. But yeah, I have a whole bunch of shows coming up. I'm very fortunate to have a slot at Symbiosis, and then I'm going to play in Nevada. I got a gig Friday night at Folsom in San Francisco. I might be playing with David Starfire for a Golden Gate Bridge anniversary party.
Yes,
and
sweet.
I'm at Lightning in a Bottle and Sonic Bloom. And then some other little gigs, you know, in and around between. So, yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Can I come to the Golden
Gate in August?
Can I come to the Golden Gate party? Can you get me on the guest list?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a free big party for everyone.
All right.
And so we're just trying to work on the logistics there. My agent seems to just book me everywhere, and then he looks at the map. So
okay.
I have a couple questions. Like, how am I supposed to get from here to there in 4 hours? So.
That's awesome. Dude, I want to play another song by you. It's the one you sent me, Funkin' Fantastic Eastern. Can you give us a brief about that?
Okay, this is another brand new unreleased song, I guess, featuring Bouzouki. I took some loops from a loop library and tweaked them and made an arrangement, and then had my friend Ben, who plays oud and a number of stringed instruments, kind of double up some lines. And I guess I was just looking to create a kind of high energy, funky thing that, you know, showcased some really interesting you know, Eastern sounds.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. We're going to hear it. Dude, thank you so much for calling in, bro. It was a true pleasure to have you on air. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to win a pair of tickets to go see Adam Shaik, please call in at 604-822-2487. And I want to say goodbye to Adam, and I want to leave you with Funkin' Fantastic Five Middle East.
Thank you.
And we just heard Funkin' Fantastic, 5 Middle East by Adam Sheikh. Congratulations to Sammy O, who just won a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sheikh this Saturday at the Red Room. Once again, he's playing with David Starfire. And tickets in advance are $18 and $23 at the door. But buy them in advance, $18 today at High Life. I think they're open till no later than 6. It might even be 5. But yeah, go check it out right now. Continuing on with the rest of my show, I am very happy to announce East Van's very own Vincent Parker. Vincent, how's it going, buddy? You look really relaxed and having a good time.
Happy 420.
It is 420, isn't it? I keep forgetting that. It's like, oh yeah. And I was like, huh, something is in the back of my mind. Well, I know what I'm going to be doing later on, but but right now let's kind of keep it.
We'll keep it parental guidance.
Exactly. Until you start playing the show, then we'll just change everything else.
Yeah,
dude. Last night I was trying to write down like how to describe how you play and what you play. And I was like, you know what? You're going to be here. I'll just let you do that. So, like you're an electronic musician. I got that one down. You perform entirely live, which is something you insist upon. And I love that about you. And you play this crazy, dark, trippy, psychedelic, but yet groovy. Yeah, I'll stop there. Like, explain your music a bit, Ben. Go.
Well, I just kind of make stuff that I've been into. I listen to a lot of different stuff from like rap and electronic music all the way through metal and folk and world beat and everywhere. But my music is kind of like just like how I'm feeling. I've been really deep, like enjoying deep synths and really heavy beats. I don't know how to really describe it as a sound other than...
we're going to hear it.
You're going to hear it.
In a bit. Whatchamacallit? But you have a show coming up. You're playing for the Tan Lines.
Yeah, I'm opening up for Tan Lines at Fortune on the 23rd.
Monday the 23rd. And tickets in advance are for that show. You didn't look it up. I didn't look it up. How about we both look it up?
I'll be there. I know that I'll be there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's a good start.
It'll be good.
It'll be a good dance show.
Yeah, and Gang Science is playing too, and they're going to be awesome too. But
what more could you want?
Yeah.
I want to play a song called The Passenger. You remixed this one.
This is a remix of The Passengers.
Right.
Yeah.
Who did The Passenger originally?
The Passenger is the artist. The name of the song is Flash Through, and I did a remix of that song.
And that is exactly why I have you on here. So you can tell me all these details.
Yeah, it's free up on my SoundCloud right now.
I would like to, and I'm going to play it from your SoundCloud right now in 1 second, but after this, I only have like 25 minutes left, and I want to see you play live. So how about we play this, and then we'll get back to you. You get set up on the deck that you have prepped for us back there.
Yeah,
Can you give me they can't see it, obviously. Give us a brief of what that deck is.
Well, I've got a MIDI controller that's controlling Fruity Loops Studio, and I've got a Chaos Pad up there. It's kind of like a minimal in-studio setup. When I play live, I also have a vocal rig that does a bunch of crazy stuff, too. Yeah.
All right. We'll hear about that soon. But here first is a previously recorded one. You can find it on his SoundCloud. It's the song's called Flash Through. It's a remix by the song's originally done by The Passenger.
Yeah.
Vince Parker remixed the song, and the title of the song originally done by The Passenger is called Flash Through. I'm getting my shit together. It's all good. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Back with Vincent Parker. This is I want to give a shout out to Melissa, who's tripping on acid right now. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
And you just heard the one and only Vincent Parker jam out with for you guys for the past 20-25 minutes. Dude, how do you feel?
My blood pressure's a little bit higher.
Nice. So how much of that was live and how much of that was not live?
To give you an idea of what it was... okay. So I've got different parts there that are being conducted live. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the same kind of a thing as like if we were doing like a free-form composer type thing.
Right.
So there's compositions that are within the part, but they all kind of link together. As you could hear, they're kind of flowing in and out of each other there. But that was conducted entirely live. So every time is going to feel a little bit different.
So if I ask you to play the exact same thing, can you?
No. Not at all. But you'll hear the same melodies, you'll hear the same themes and all that kind of stuff, the stuff that you end up enjoying about the music. Mm-hmm. But you don't end up...
It won't be exactly the same.
Yeah, and we ain't going to get precious with it.
So, like, even your recorded albums, like what you have on Bandcamp, the stuff that people can download, that's recorded live as well?
Yeah, that's all the same way. I record just live takes, live takes of conductions.
And then you choose one to be, this is the one.
Yeah, I like the way that was conducted. There we go. There's a recording. Because when you listen to like a folk record, that's you're not listening to that folk player play for you. You're listening to a recording of that moment.
True.
So I figure if it's electronic music, then it should, for it to still feel like music to me, it has to be, there has to be that element there. So that's what I'm up to.
And you have your album Respeconize, if I pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, Respeconize Part 1 is on my Bandcamp. It's free download. And you played Passenger Remix that I did. That's also on my SoundCloud for a free download. There'll be a link on my webpage, vincentparker.ca, soon enough for the remix. But it's also a really good way to go quickly link over to the Bandcamp if you're not familiar with the Bandcamps. Some people. Anyways, yeah.
Awesome. And they can also check you out April 23rd. He's opening up for the Townlands. You know what time your set's, what time you're on?
I don't know, but I've got a feeling that you should be there by like 9:30. It's a Monday after all, so get there for 9:30. Everybody's gonna be really awesome that show. Townlands is a real treat. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a really, really
swing good people show around the dance floor, kissing, loving,
having fun.
420.
I'll most definitely be there, dude. Thank you so much for coming on air. It was actually a true pleasure to have you on air, and hopefully we'll have you on again very, very shortly. But for now, if you guys want to check him out, go check him out on April 23rd at the Fortune Sound Club. He's opening for Townlines, and that is almost it for this week's Sounds of the City. Sorry, we went an extra 15 minutes today because I really want us all to benefit from the two great musicians that we had on the show today. To leave you with one last upcoming musician that's going to be coming to town. He's not an upcoming musician. Some people might have heard of him. His name is Justice, and apparently his tickets are $60.
Their name is Justice
because yes, they are two people. They're French too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know much about them? Are you a fan?
I'm okay fan. Yeah, they did some very Daft Punky sounding stuff. It's really fun, a lot of fun.
They're going to be playing at the PNE Forum on April 26th. Yes, once again, tickets are $60 in advance. You can buy it at Ticketmaster.com. But I'm gonna leave you with one or two songs by Justice. This one is a remix. It's one produced by Justice. It's by Birdie Nam Nam, and it's called Parachute Ending. And then we'll be back with Dorothy on Stereo Blues. People, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sounds of the City. We had a blast. I hope you did too. Until next week, 10 a.m., Friday, 10 a.m., goodbye. Oh, before goodbye, don't forget to go on Facebook. We recently created a page, Sounds of the City. Check it out. Please like. And I'll be giving out a pair of tickets every single week from now on. I've made that my dedication to do so. Check it out. And we'll be back with Stereo Blues after this. That was Vincent Parker. Prior to that, we had Mr. Adam Sheikh. And my name is Ryan, and I am signing out right now. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, guys.